I'm telling you, I was disappointed, Pat. Very disappointed.
That?
It started raining heavy at about 5 o'clock, and it rained basically heavy off and on all night long. It was just, and this morning I had to go out in a heavy rain, and it was 35 degrees. And you know the first person whose name crossed my lips?
It had to be me.
It was.
Because you were hoping for temperatures to be in the 40s, correct?
I was saying to myself, that damn Pagano has given me a week and a half or 2 weeks of 30-degree rain.
Yeah, the warm front just never, ever came through. And that happens at this time of the year. But, you know, the modeling, see, this is what I mean with data not coming up to snuff here. The modeling was insisting that the temperatures would get into the 40s. It was about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I took a look at the temperature scheme, actual temperatures across the Northeast. And as you said, all 30s. You had to go down to Washington to Baltimore, where it was in the 50s. And I'm thinking to myself, it's already 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The 50s are never, or the 40s are never going to make it here. And of course they didn't. But it's a little bit milder this morning. That's why it's raining here and not snowing. But the rain showers will be changing over to some wet snow showers. And the temps that will get to about 45 will also drop off, leading to 25 to 30 with some flurries overnight. For tomorrow, only in the mid-30s, like yesterday, partly cloudy, however, and brisk. Friday, only in the mid-20s, sunny and brisk. Saturday, sun followed by clouds in the mid-20s. And for now, on Sunday, we're just calling it cloudy, with high temperatures between 25 and 30. Still thinking that the storm will be just far enough south of us not to bring us any snow.
Well, I've got to laugh because ever since you told us about, you know, about the shutdown and how it's affected the National Weather Service, I watched their forecast updates yesterday, right? One came through and called for increasing clouds and a 50% chance of snow on Saturday night and snow on Sunday. The next run came out partly cloudy on Saturday mm-hmm. night and Sunday. And the one this morning, once again, goes back to listing a chance of they really don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely
so
not.
So why go out that far then? Why push your forecast out that far when they're not, you know, just stop after 36 or 48 hours?
Especially in conditions like this where, you know, where you're not getting all of the data coming into the computer models. Yeah, just stop. You're right. But, you know, just to give an example, we do the forecasting for Gray's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Now, they're very, very nice
protecting
people.
Protecting homeowners and businesses for over 50 years.
Go on.
Oh, okay. So the producer called me yesterday. And she really is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And she said, we have a problem. She said, we have to shoot all Friday night into Saturday morning. And you're forecasting rain. I said, yeah. She said, and it's not going to match up the scenes that we're shooting. That'll dry. I said, okay. She said, so when do you think it'll start and when do you think it'll end? And I told her. And she said, you know, I could bring everybody back in on Saturday night, if you think it's going to be drier. She says, but we have basically closed a lot of places in Los Angeles. They have shops and things like that, you know, to go. And I said, okay, so next question. She said, how's the following weekend? I said, Sarah, let me just tell you something. There is a problem because of the shutdown of the government with the data. Now, the fact is that if we can't pinpoint this weekend, what makes you think next weekend we'll be able to do any better? And she started laughing. She says, well, what's your hunch? I said, my hunch is that next weekend will definitely be better. So she said, well, I just may cancel it to next week based on your forecast. So you talk about just going out through 36, 48 hours. Here's a client now wants us to go out a week and a half.
Yeah. That's a tough thing to do.
It really is. I mean, I advised her again this morning that she should go with next weekend, that you'd have a lot less headaches. So what they do is up to them, but give them my opinion, and that's where it goes. And that is probably about it. I mean, I'm sitting here this morning basically doing very little updates because there's not much I could update. And guess who's on my lap?
Shirley. Mm-hmm. Shirley's on the lap. And is she scared or is she just relaxing?
No, just something spooked her.
Yeah. Probably something a mouse. Spooked. Probably a mouse or something. Like that.
No, don't say that, Marshall. Because you won't hear from Patton in 2 seconds. No. I think, she did go out in the backyard a little while ago. And then she came back in. I think it's the wind. She doesn't like when it's windy. So it's kind of hard. Marshall, have you ever tried to type on the computer, look at data with the dog on your lap?
No, but I've done it with cats that keep coming up, and okay. they rub up. You're starting to type, right? And also they rub up against you, and you type everything wrong. And then if you're not typing and you're looking at the screen, they walk on your keyboard and they change the screen.
At least I don't have that to worry about.
And you got to be nice to them because they're just trying to be lovable. But and here on the air, Pat. When I come in the morning, because the cats have the room of the studios. They walk all over the main console, and all the buttons are pressed every which way.
Oh, you're kidding!
So we had.
Have to make sure that everything is back in place. Yeah.
And we also used to have touch screens for our on-air system and our production system. We got rid of the touch screens because a cat walking by and the tail hits it.
Right.
And once the programming was actually changed on the air by a cat walking by it and the tail hit it. So
that is very funny.
So we went back to, no more touch screens.
Thank goodness I don't have to worry about that, right?
That's exactly right. Oh, gosh. But you know what? If that's all you got to worry about, things are going okay.
Be thankful. Right. Exactly.
Things are going okay.
And I told you we're doing a tribute to the two our two friends who passed away. So this year at the premiere, we'll be doing a tribute to Bob and May of all the movies they were in, with us.
Yeah.
So we've done 27. Pat has the job of
editing.
I'm not doing the editing. I have to get the clips onto the camera. And the only way to do that, because Final Cut Pro iMac does not take other DVDs, I have to show it on the TV and tape it off the TV, the screen. So yesterday I started. It took me 3 hours to get through three tapes.
And a labor-intensive job.
24 more to go.
I know. That's all right. We've added a thing on the weekend where we've added two new components on our computers for weekend programming. But there's 6 events an hour for 24 hours a day for 48 hours. And you have to manually enter the code. So I got half of it done in 3.5 hours last Sunday, and I'll get the other half. And that's exactly the type of work I hate. When I was in high school, and they used to just send you to study hall, and you just had to sit there, or else they give you busy work. I hate busy work. I hate just boring busy work.
Marshall, where is Jill during all of this?
Oh, Jill doesn't do stuff like that. Jill handles the important things, the financing and the setting up of schedules and stuff like that.
Right. But maybe if you ask her, she'll give you a hand.
No, I don't think so. Because then I'll have to give her a hand on that other stuff.
And you don't want to be involved.
That's right. I don't want to do that stuff.
Okay, well, so hold on to your hats.
Yeah, that's right. We have the wind advisory. That's right, a wind advisory.
Right. Yep, and keep your coats nice and snuggled up, and we'll be back tomorrow for another episode of Will It Snow or Not This Weekend?
All right, and that is the episode where Pat Pagano will try to let us know on Thursday whether it will snow on Saturday Sunday. Or Sunday or Monday.
Right.
All right.
We'll be Monday. If anything, it'll be Sunday.
All right. Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall, you take care.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.